Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Some like music that would start playing in advance of the show. Oh, wait, there is.
The number for you to call in, 603-283-6160. Should write it down. There's no guarantees I'm ever going to say it again. 603-283-6160. But there it is again. It's Mark.
Hey, it's Ian.
And it's your opportunity to call in to Free Talk Live. That's what we do seven nights a week. For a commercial radio program, that's pretty darn good. Let's go to the phones. We already have calls coming in here on Free Talk Live. By the way, I got a story. Apparently, Joe Biden is scolding the oil industry. It's one laugh after another with this guy. Let's go to Renita.
Next line. Next button there.
Okay, this button.
There you go.
Renita, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Hello.
What's on your mind?
I was calling in to say hi. It's my first time, not long time.
Renita, turns out I'm on the show for the moment. I told you off the air that I wasn't going to be on tonight. Renita is the producer, director, creator of the new documentary that is being filmed about New Hampshire and other places called Free State. And we talked earlier this week after I saw the trailer that came out. It's more sizzle reel, I guess it's called, like a seven-minute-long trailer that you released over the last week. And Mark, did you happen to see it? I know you're coming into this cold.
No, right? I have not seen it.
Renita, can you kind of pitch the film to Mark and other people that might be listening?
Yeah, it's mainly looking at free staters in New Hampshire, but aiming to kind of compare it against other free, quote unquote, free states in the country: Florida, Texas, South Dakota. And just kind of looking at the lives of free staters and kind of seeing what's going on right now, especially with pushback from within the state while they're growing in numbers, and just to see how hopefully they will eventually succeed in their endeavor.
Well, I wonder what success looks like in this circumstance. I mean, I think that every free stater probably has a different opinion as to what it is. And it's poorly defined when it comes to, you know, the Free State Project and that sort of thing. So I'm not entirely sure. How did Texas do on the Freedom in the 50 States this go around? Because I remember
great.
Yeah, in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, I think they're still mid-pack, but I don't have it in front of me.
Are you Texan, Renita?
I was actually born in Texas, but I grew up in Massachusetts.
I see. Well, I know the Texans just love their state, so, you know,
yes.
They always want to toss it in. Toss it in. Whatever list is doing well, Texas. What do you think about the movie? How's it go?
It's still being produced, number one.
Well, I bet she knows better than anybody then.
I'm about to head to Porkfest this week. I did one shoot in February. It was just a few days, and now this one will be about a week-long shoot. So,
what was your first shoot about?
So the first shoot, we came out in February, and I just interviewed a few people. One thing I'm trying to do is interview people that aren't in the Free State Project, because I'd like to get just like a broad look at New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
and not just be, you know, so entwined in that. So we interviewed a few people, and I went to a few Free State events, went to a crypto meetup, and happened to be there for Porcupine Day. So that was great because there was a ton of people there.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, Porcupine Day is February the 3rd. It's the day after Groundhog Day. And it was the day that was it was the day that was announced that we hit 20,000.
In 2016.
In 2016. So how many is that? How many years is that? Six?
Six, I think, yeah.
6 years now. So everybody had within 5 years to move.
This is 20,000 people who had pledged to migrate,
yep.
Pick up their lives, and move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. think that, I don't know what the current numbers are, but I'm guessing it isn't much higher than 5,000 who've actually made the move.
Well, some of those numbers are friends of the Free State Project.
There
so
are
they were here
a
already.
2,000, I think, more who are okay. here already. We've seen record numbers moving in the last year. It was over, I believe it was over 1,000 movers last year just mm-hmm. for the Free State Project. Are you familiar with those numbers at all, Renita?
I'm not, but I did get the sentiment from people that I interviewed, like Carla, that there's been more an influx of people, obviously.
I hear that.
I think, over the past year, yeah.
I hear a lot more people are moving. I don't notice that in Keene too much, but, you know.
Very few people move to Keene. It's kind of way out there.
Yeah. One might wonder.
In more ways than one.
But, I mean, there's so many things that different people might want in different regions of the state, so, you know.
What, I know I already asked you this off the air, but for our listeners, what was it that inspired this production, this movie?
So, I actually live in California. I was kind of a Free Stater for a couple of years. I owned property there, and that was kind of an effort to get a foot in there and maybe eventually come over. I don't have that property anymore, but while I was here, you know, through 2020 and then in 2021 through the Mises Caucus, I was able to edit and produce a documentary about the lockdowns, which was in the film festival Anthem at Freedom Fest last year, and it was very well received, but it's a very sad story. We kind of try to give an uplifting message at the end, but it's really heavy, and so it just kind of got me thinking.
I was looking at the description. What was it called again, the documentary?
The Unseen.
The Unseen.
It was actually, yeah, it was directed by Nick Nikitis. He also he was in the Mises Caucus at the time. And
so you produced that movie?
I produced, wrote, and edited.
Editing. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course it's going to be depressing. As I understand it, you followed, was it four California business owners who were, you know, cracked down upon, basically?
Yeah. Was it three restaurant owners and one, like, gym owner? It's a training gym where they train kids how to do deep dives, but there's no pools there. Anyway, so just so you know, like they work
sounds
with
dangerous.
So they have these big foam pits.
I gotcha.
It's like fun. Anyways, that part is interesting because they work with kids, and you know, she let us know that some of those kids were up for scholarships and didn't get them, and then that's it for them. You know, so we had originally intended to include, you know, a variety of businesses, not just restaurants, but we ended up having to kind of finish the doc quickly to get it in for Anthem. So that's what we went with. But it was just really rough to hear their stories, and especially one woman who happened to have a fire at her house mid being shut down from her business that her and her husband had owned since the 90s. And she said that they never, ever closed, like barely just on Christmas. So to be shut down like that was devastating for them.
So is that kind of what you're going to do with the new movie, the Free State? Is it Free State of Mind? Is that right?
A Free State.
Free State?
Free State.
Is that just follow a couple of movers around? I mean, this has been there have been documentaries like this in the past. I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. Is that the idea?
Well, before you answer that, you were telling me that the negative aspects of this other documentary, The Unseen, you were thinking, oh, well, I want to do something more positive.
Yeah. I want to do something, right? Something that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Yes. What's the... Because I'm personally a very optimistic person. I do like to point out when things are wrong. But it just Free State came to mind right away. Hmm. And so I have followed around. There's a new mover. I have followed around some people that have been Free Staters for a little while.
Some over the years?
Yeah, the FBI and locals, certainly. And this is something I was telling a lot of the Free Staters more than a decade ago. It's like, if you start rocking the boat, it doesn't matter how nice you are, the people who are in the positions of power are going to hate you. And that's starting to happen statewide at this point.
Yes. So I think the goal would be to get enough people there to be able to withstand that. Right? If possible.
I think there's a long way from the Liberty veto to the Liberty majority.
It is a long way. No doubt.
There have been progress. There has been progress. And I think that one of the best things that they've been able to do is sort of work with who's ever in power at the time in order to squeak out some freedom here and squeak out some freedom there. Will you hold the line, Renita?
Yeah.
Okay, please, if you would. Trying to figure out how these buttons work. Ian, just put the stop button over the top.
Yep, that's right. Mark's first time back in the driver's seat here in Keene. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That's 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Nobody. And it's Ian.
And you can call in, talk about whatever you want, but we get a very special guest on. It's Renita, who is the
producer.
Can we talk about sadistic equine necrophilia, or would that be beating a dead horse?
And that's exactly what that would be. Yeah. Well, we'll give it a shot. Let's bring Renita back here on the line. We'll see if I remember how to do so.
Yep. Hello.
There she is.
And you're going to be here very soon for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And you're the producer and director of, sorry, I just got to reintroduce you for people just tuning in. You're directing and producing the in-production Free State documentary, which the trailer's out. The website, is it freestatedoc.com? Is that right?
Yes.
So folks can go over there and check out more about the movie. Sorry, go ahead with what were you going to say.
Oh, it's my first Fest.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice. A virgin.
That'd be excellent.
It's going to be a big thing. I mean, I wish I could have gone last year. I was restricted from attending because of my insane bail conditions in the Crypto 6 case. But I will be able to go up for one day this year, and I'm really excited to see it because, I mean, I've seen...
The sweet air of freedom.
I have seen, I don't know how many of these things, probably close to 10 or 12 or something like that, a lot of them. I've been to quite a few pork fests, and I've never seen it in sold-out capacity, and it sold out for the very first time last year, and it is sold out again this time, and this time they increased the total number of tickets by 500. So it was sold out at 2,500 tickets last year, and this year it's 3,000 tickets, and it's sold out again. So it's going to be a big deal. The only problem is going to be the bathrooms.
3,000 mad bastards in a campground. That's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it is.
Indeed.
So I'm going to have to sell probably the last of my gold to get there, but I'm going to do it.
So
they're actually showing my my other documentary Thursday night at 8.
Awesome.
And that one is?
Yep.
The Unseen.
The Unseen. The Unseen.
Yes.
Okay. So, your new documentary is about the Free State Project. You decided to do it in order to, get a little levity in your life, but it turns out you're not very good at that, and so you're trying to find the conflict, and what are you looking for when you go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival to go around, do your interviews and these kind of things?
Yeah. Well, a few people that are already in the sizzle will be there, so I'd like to continue following them around, and a few of them have events going on, too. But I've seen the schedule. There's tons of interesting things to see, so I'm just kind of going to wing it a bit, but...
Well, that's really what Porkfest is about. A lot of people believe that it's the schedule, and it isn't the schedule. You'll probably see a third of what you thought you would. And
yeah, usually you try to go somewhere, and then you get waylaid by talking to people on the way to the thing. You never get to the thing you wanted to go to, but you had a good time on the way.
Right. I mean,
sometimes you play your guitar for 6 hours, and sometimes you just stick your head in a bucket of Jell-O. It's a Jerry Garcia quote.
Indeed, that's exactly right. He's right. I mean, I think that's what's the very best about Porkfest is the Porcupine Freedom Festival at porkfest.com is that, you don't have to really do anything. It's just a great day talking to people, and everybody has a great time.
Yeah, it really is about the people. And of course, that's what this whole movement, this whole migration is about. It's about getting a community of freedom-loving people together. And Renita, did you tell me off the air that you had gone to Freedom Fest before?
I did. I got to go last year because our documentary was in the film fest, so I actually got a free ticket.
Yeah, I've been to one. Mark, you've been to a bunch of them, right?
Half a dozen, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's a totally different atmosphere.
Me and Val were like this.
Totally different atmosphere at Freedom Fest. Freedom Fest is this typical stuffy kind of convention with a bunch of conservatives hanging around.
Yes.
And the Porcupine Freedom Festival... I don't know if there's any conservatives at this event, but there's certainly a bunch of libertarians from all
the
way.
Some of them are conservative.
Yeah, all the way from like the religious conservative leaning to the total anarchist, walk around naked types. I mean, it's a pretty interesting.
That. There might even be religious anarchists walking around naked. You never know.
It's an odd crowd. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Nothing like it. In the time that you've spent here so far, what are your thoughts? You already knew about the Free State Project. Do you think this is a good thing? You just give us your reflections.
Yeah, I actually had the inclination. I don't know if I had heard about the project yet, but just when I started seeing the beginnings of cancel culture, back in 2015, I started to feel like people really need to gather and live near each other if things get worse in that regard. So I definitely believe in that. I wouldn't want to live on a commune, but I would love to have a town full of all my people,
What I've always wanted to do is buy the campground where they have Pork Fest and start doing Pork Fest all year round. So some people would live there, not a commune, because, you know, communism sucks, but more like a trailer park than a commune, but just some people coming and going, some people staying all the time.
Mark almost did that a few years ago, and didn't you tell me, I don't know if it's a secret, so I won't say who it is, but didn't you tell me you ran into somebody at the Exit and Build conference who is actually in talks to buy Rogers Campground?
I have run into a half a dozen people throughout the years that are in the talks to buy the campground. You know,
no one's gone past the talking stage, huh?
Right. I mean, there's, you know,
I'm in talks to buy it, but none of the people I've talked to have had any money for me.
I'm curious about Florida, Texas, and South Dakota, which is also going to be in the film. What are you doing there? What's the interview?
We'll see if I'm able to actually go there. I mean, I do have family in Texas, so that might be something I could easily do. I was actually hoping that maybe at Pork Fest there might be some people from those states there that could
certainly
kind of speak
there
to
will
the
be.
Differences.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, people come from all over the place.
Ian and I both moved up from Florida in 2006 to New Hampshire. I have since left the Free State Project a couple of years ago, but... you know, I think that one of the things I can certainly say about the difference between Florida and New Hampshire, although they are both sort of equally free, Florida, like three plus two and four plus one are equal but not the same, and that Florida and New Hampshire are free in different ways, and it depends on what you're looking for. But one thing's for certain, you're never going to affect the government in Tallahassee as a Florida resident. I mean, you're just not going to be able
to
do
it. And you also won't have a community. Mm-hmm. You don't get together with libertarians there in the same way that we do here. There's no concentration.
In Florida, I went to a libertarian event like every other month.
Yeah.
And it was a libertarian party business meeting. Interesting people, but just because that was the only thing there was to do. In New Hampshire, most days,
5 days a week,
there are three libertarian events to choose from. If you feel like if you're willing to drive an hour to get to one, and you never go, I don't think there's ever 48 hours between events.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
there is truly always something to do. If you're looking for a libertarian social club, New Hampshire's got everything else beat, hands down.
Renita, thanks for calling. Yeah, we're short on time on this segment.
Yes,
I appreciate you being here, and I'm sure we'll get updates from you as the movie continues to be produced. Look forward to seeing you in another week or so at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And check out her documentary. It's really cool so far over at freestatedoc.com. There's a 7-minute preview reel, basically, and it's well done.
Free Talk Live.
More coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The Iowa Supreme Court on Friday cleared the way for lawmakers to severely limit or even ban abortion in the state.
Iowa Supreme Court ruled Friday that abortion rights are not protected by the state's constitution, a move that paves the way for lawmakers to ban future abortions in the Hawkeye State. The court reported, quote, "All we hold today is that the Iowa Constitution is not the source of a fundamental right to an abortion, necessitating a strict scrutiny standard of review for regulations affecting that right." End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry. average gas prices in the southern U.S. have seen their fourth drop in the last 5 days. The drop of 1.6 cents began on Monday with a 0.1 cent drop, followed by 0.2 cents on Wednesday, 0.6 cents on Thursday, and 0.1 cent on Friday. This is USA Radio News. An ongoing heat wave in Western Europe has caused significant disruptions to events and travel and prompted dire messages from public officials. Meteorologists say the worst of the heat has yet to come. Hot air from northern Africa has been surging northward throughout the week, first gripping Spain before reaching France and the UK Friday. Forecasters say Mother Nature will crank up the heat another notch beginning this weekend. The Biden administration Thursday barred five unnamed Cuban officials from entering the U.S. on accusations they were involved in the imprisonment of demonstrators who participated in last July's anti-government protests. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said the five officials are connected to unfair trials and unjust sentencing and imprisonment of peaceful protesters. He said the visa restrictions are in response to the actions of the Cuban government that deny Cubans their basic human rights. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. Mark, with you?
Nobody.
And now Chris.
That's right.
So nobody, you're going by nobody these days, or is...
Nobody knows what I'm going to do.
No, that's kind of what I thought. It's still about the lulls. You know?
Yeah, I mean, some days I'm nobody, some days I'm Rich Paul. I introduce myself both ways, depending on to whom I'm introducing myself. The way I look at it is nobody's kind of the character and Rich Paul's kind of the actor.
I kind of see it that way myself.
But
what's your mom say?
She said, that's stupid.
I imagine yeah. She's put up with it quite a bit throughout.
Yeah. I mean, she's had to deal with a lot of.
I thought I'd give my mom trouble.
Grief. I mean, my family's meek and mild and law abiding and they adopted me. And
yeah, same here.
Apparently,
I adopted too.
I'm guessing that I was descended from hunter gatherers and they're descended from farmers, but we just have different attitudes about things. We love each other. We love each other.
That's how families are.
But we're very different.
And we've got some good news that we're working on. Are we allowed to talk about the application?
Cell 411?
That's right.
Absolutely. Okay. I was hoping to, actually.
Let's just briefly touch on that. I do have a call, though. I've got to take.
Okay, we'll take your call. And
okay,
then
we'll talk about self. We're going to talk about Cell 411, the app that I think is so exciting, and Ian's been Ian and Rich here have been dedicated to get going. Let's go to Gigi calling from Charleston.
Gigi,
you're on Free Talk Live. Gigi, you still there? I talk too much. That loser. All right, we'll put her back on the hold just in case.
Good God, running your mouth when there's a pretty girl on the phone.
Well, yes.
I don't know if she's pretty. She sounds pretty.
Indeed. Let me go to, so my title story here, the one that I've started off with, is that Joe Biden apparently is scolding the oil industry over fuel costs. I want to say that one more time. Joe Biden is chastening the oil industry over fuel costs.
Joe Biden is a freaking moron. I mean, the guy came into office. He actually, I guess he doesn't remember what his campaign promises were, but some of us do. You know, we're not all senile like he is. And, you know, he promised when he came into office that he would regulate the energy industry out of business. And that's exactly what he did. The amazing thing is he's actually the one politician who really keeps his promises. The only problem is his promises are moronic and destructive.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday chastened the oil industry over soaring fuel prices at the heart of a 40-year high inflation, warning of unspecified emergency measures. The letter sent to
the FDR trick. Keep the business people guessing so they don't dare invest.
The letter sent to seven major oil corporations was Biden's most direct salvo yet in a campaign to blame the industry for stoking fuel prices.
Why not? He's blamed everybody else for every mistake he's made.
I mean, isn't most of the problem that they don't have the permits, basically, to actually drill for the oil? Right. Even though they have lots of permits.
They don't have permits.
Not every place that you drill will come up with oil.
And, well, think of it this way. What's the worst thing that Biden could think of to do to Russia when they invaded Ukraine? I know what we'll do. I'll cut off their pipeline, just like I cut off America's pipeline, because I hated them, too.
Yeah, I would say that I think it's fair to say that the Democrats were largely against shipping oil, making it as difficult as possible.
They want to have a comfortable lifestyle without doing the things that are necessary to make life comfortable, and they think it can be done by magic if you just have enough guns.
Well, I suppose you could go out and buy some solar panels, put them up, and charge the grid, but none of them want to do that. They just want to tell you can't.
I mean, you can do that, and it'll sometimes work when it's sunny. It'll cost you more than oil will, but... it works. There is a former gubernatorial candidate in New Hampshire who made
it. It's not even like the solar panels don't work. It's or that they're more expensive. It's that they don't work everywhere, right? So you can't just stop the flow of oil and expect it to magically, solve, solar is going to magically solve your problems. There are some places that solar is going to work really well, like the desert, in Arizona probably, or maybe Florida. But here in New Hampshire, they're not going to work anywhere near as efficiently as they do down there.
Even in the desert, you're going to have a lot of surface area on the roof of your car, because the problem with...
Yeah, and that's another great example of, it's not going to work everywhere, right?
Yeah. A lot of the issue is not about making energy. It's about making energy portable, because if you can't take your gasoline with you... It's not going to power your car.
Yeah, batteries are supposed to be the great hope, but I think that...
Another shortage that they're having.
We shouldn't stop at fossil fuels here. It's worth pointing out that Democrats, if that's what, if we're going to start laying blame at political parties, I think it's fair to say Democrats are against hydro on major rivers, stopping the fishies from doing this thing or that thing, right? And they're against nuclear power. Both of these are considered green, but they're not green in the way they want. They just want magic electricity that they read about in science fiction books.
Because they're religious nuts. Their religion is global warming. Any prosperity is a sin. And if you sin, you're doomed to burn in the eternal fires of global warming.
Now, I'm not going to claim to have every answer when it comes to, how we're going to move forward in a world with the way fuel is and that sort of thing. But I think that people should take responsibility for their actions, right? If what you're trying to do is undermine America's fossil fuel industry, say so.
Yeah. And when you're doing it successfully, don't try to blame somebody else. You're doing what you promised to do. You're impoverishing us by destroying the energy industry. Own it. Live with it. The Greens will love you for it. They want us dead.
Well, Americans generally, if you want to move to more pressure on sustainable energy, that's kind of what has to happen. Is people have to be told, hey, look, you got to pay for power, and we're going to crank the prices up so that you are careful with it or whatever.
Just make people's lives a living hell, and the survivors will eventually use green energy.
That's right. Rocks and wood. The letter sent to seven major oil companies was Biden's most direct salvo yet. Average fuel prices are now $5 a gallon for drivers in the United States, up from $3 a year ago. And less than that before that. And the spike is reverberating through the entire economy, helping to sink Biden's approval ratings below 40%.
You know what's funny about this is it's still not as bad as in Germany in the 90s, I believe. I could be mistaken about this, but as I recall, I think it was like it translates into like $8 a gallon in Germany in the 90s. So we're still not at the price that Europeans pay for gas.
Well, they allow unlimited government power. They were the home of the Nazis, and that means poverty for everybody.
It's all over Europe as far as the cost of fuel, just to be clear. They drive these little tiny cars, which, that's a good thing. America is, to my mind, a little too car dependent, personally, my take on it.
Yeah.
However, to me, that's a preference. That's how they should, you should decide, as opposed to...
Yeah,
I think America's too other people's business dependent.
Neither America nor Europe have figured it out yet. They need to just get rid of the regulations, and the problem would solve itself. We would have dense urban areas, but we would also have a less dense, probably urban areas as well. But a lot of people wouldn't be living as rural as they are when they don't need to be, because it's less expensive to live in more urban areas to a degree. Like, when you get too dense, you do have run into cost problems, but...
It's coming or going. Yeah. You're going to pay them one way or the other. The number is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls coming up next here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, call in at 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Mark with you?
Nobody.
Chris.
And you can do as so many callers have done this evening, and call in and talk about what you want. We're getting ready for Pork Fest. You can go to porkfest.com to find out more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Pork is spelled with a C, not a K. And Fork Fest, which is spelled with a K, not a C, is at forkfest.party. So basically, Fork Fest is the Pork Fest after party. For those that just haven't had enough, they're sick and tired of all the rules of the Libertarian Festival that came before, comes true freedom at porkfest.party.
If you like the taste of minarchy that you get at Pork Fest, you'll love the taste of anarchy that you get at Fork Fest.
Let's go to Gigi calling in from Charleston. Gigi, you're on Free Talk
Good
Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Captain, I don't like it when you don't answer. I love your voice.
Captain is not on tonight.
He's not, so you're not hearing his voice.
Is this Mark?
Mark and Nobody and Chris.
Well, you have a beautiful voice like the captain.
Thank you so much. I think the captain.
Okay.
I think that everybody's voices pales compared to the captain's.
Okay. 2 points of interest for all the listeners out there in terms of hardcore consumer issues.
Okay.
Number one. My husband was shopping the other day right here in Charleston on Savannah Highway, the main drag, and went into the grocery store called Harris Teeter. And what did he see right there as he entered? A big sign saying, "We accept crypto."
Nice. I like
awesome.
That.
I know. Wow. So for anybody listening in my neighborhood, if you use cryptocurrency, you can shop at Harris Teeter on Savannah Highway. And secondly, I have been a member for years, and I really believe in this organization, especially because I think it would fit in with your interest in non-American money, meaning no cash, no credit cards, no checks. It's called the Barter Exchange.
Right. Many towns have these.
Wonderful.
Yeah, many towns have these.
Yes. and many, many counties around the country have their own barter exchange organization, goods for services, goods for goods, services for services. I used to advertise for my tutoring services. I have a PhD, and I was a professor for years in Miami. And some of my services that were exchanged for my academic skills were dental visits and chiropractic visits, and we never exchanged money. It was wonderful.
I worked for more than one radio station, but one radio station in particular worked heavily with the barter exchange, and
I love it.
Yeah, it really works. Now, you have to do a certain level of claiming things in your taxes, but significantly less than you would otherwise.
Bet wait, people don't actually claim on their taxes when they barter?
They do.
Wow.
Yeah, barter exchange. I haven't filed since 1999.
However, it's worth it. It really is a great program. If you don't want to involve yourself with cash, credit cards, or checks, if you believe strongly in non-American monetary things such as cryptocurrency, or if you're just having difficulty with writing a check to pay for a good or a service, it's a wonderful way to promote your skills and services in exchange for something that you might need.
I think it's great. It's essentially the first alternative currency, and I'm completely for it. Thank you so much for the call, Gigi.
My pleasure. Keep it coming, gentlemen.
And you, too, can call in at 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Ridleyo, calling in from New Hampshire. Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
You guys had a guest on your program, Erica Chenoweth, a professor.
Long ago, yes.
Civic resistance, civil resistance, Gandhi-type stuff.
Yep.
I've been, I listen to her, every 6 months I'll download all her most recent speeches and hear her out on all kinds of different things. And I wanted to share something with you that is a takeaway, from all that listening to her. And it's one word or two words, labor strike. Chenoweth says that the labor strike, when used against an oppressive government or whatnot to try and gain concessions, is the most effective, historically, the most effective way of achieving concessions. And this brings me to a question for you guys that I kind of haven't. How would something like that be done, and under what circumstances should it be done in a place like New Hampshire? And who, if anyone, should be labor struck against?
Well, given the situation on the federal level, I don't think it would do us any good there, because the people running the federal government don't know how or why things are produced, and so
it's a mystery.
They won't make the connection between if people aren't producing stuff, there won't be anything to consume. They'll blindly keep walking till they fall in a hole.
They proved it over this COVID thing, right? Like, they have no idea.
Yeah.
Why aren't there stuff on the shelves?
And they proved it with the oil. Biden really thought that he could destroy the energy industry
without driving
and
up prices,
they would
of oil.
Be too nice to raise prices, because you don't raise prices unless you're greedy.
Right.
Isn't it amazing that energy executives went through their entire lives working only for the good of society and asking nothing in return, and then when Biden took office, they finally invented greed?
Yeah, that's when they invented greed, because, at no point before that was there greed within the oil industry. It's really kind of ridiculous. Don't be greedy! Come on. I mean, as a politician that has built his way out of through millions,
this is the guy who's robbing us of hundreds of billions of dollars so he can send it to the Ukraine to pay them off for the $100 million that they gave his son. He doesn't mind stealing 100 times as much from us as he got paid.
Dave, as far as the labor strike and how it would work in New Hampshire, I think that probably you'd have to do a reverse. It would have to be a tax strike. So people would have to withhold their property tax. And the best I've seen, people just don't have the guts to do it.
Well, the problem with withholding property tax is the only way that you can... Basically, the government will come and take your building, and then they'll sell it to somebody else, and they'll have more money than they would have if you had paid your taxes. But the only way to get around that, be in a sufficiently tight-knit and well-armed community so you can shoot the revenuers when they come for your property. Because you can't hide it. Can't move it. You can't put it someplace else.
That's true.
They're going to come for it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the thing of arms, but
I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying, realistically, in order to do a property tax strike, that's what you would have to do.
But it works.
Everybody knows where the property is.
Works the same. Hold on, guys. It works the same way with a labor strike, because if you decide to go on a strike as a pipe fitter, $4.98 in Chicago, you're saying, I'm going on strike, and somebody crosses the line and takes your job, then, maybe,
you didn't want it, apparently, or you would have been doing it.
Sure. Well, that's what the good folks of Keene will say when you don't pay your property taxes, is that you must not have wanted your house.
But they're morons.
Go ahead.
But that's the thing. That you can stop paying your income taxes, and if you don't earn too much money, and you earn what you do earn off the books, you can probably get away with that.
Yeah, so
but you can't hide real estate. It's impossible. It's like putting a Cadillac in your nose.
Go ahead.
So the whole reason of bringing up this, the labor strike or general strike as an option is to remind people that there are many things they can do that are not violent against the government. And yet, Rich, you had to just go there, didn't you? The minute I try to bring up something nonviolent, you want to come up with a violent solution.
I was not advocating that. I was talking about the realistic implications of a bad idea.
Really, I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you for the call.
Withholding property tax is a bad plan. They can steal way more from you if you don't pay your taxes than they can steal if you do.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Remember, if we're wrong tonight and you know what's right, let us know. 603-283-6160.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.